our Father. Not my Father in this model prayer, our Father. Nothing wrong, as I said last week, with individual focused prayers. You see that in Scripture. It's not sinful to talk about your struggle, your requests, your battles. But in this model prayer, the whole family is in view. Our Father. And it reminds us that God has not only joined us to Himself through Jesus Christ, but He has joined us forever with each other. We know a supernatural, everlasting connectivity. We are joined together with everlasting bonds. Do you remember when our Lord's mother and His siblings, our Lord born of a virgin, but He had brothers and sisters, born out of the union of Joseph and Mary, and His mother and His brothers and His sisters show up. Jesus is in the house. We learn in some other places than the one I'm going to read, they were actually concerned about His mental wellness at the time. And they're outside, and someone says to Him, Matthew 12:46, while He was still speaking to the people, behold, His mother and His brothers stood outside asking to speak to Him. But He replied to the man who told Him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And stretching out His hand toward His disciples, He said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Pointing us, by His own example, to the truth that when the Lord saves you, He brings you into a family, and that family has bonds that are actually closer than blood. How many here this morning know a relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ? Sadly, you're praying for this to be different. But sadly, you know a bond with brothers and sisters in Christ that you don't know with your own parents. That you don't know with your brothers or sisters. That you may not know with the person you're married to, if you're married to an unbeliever. We know a oneness with God's people that is the result of salvation. Mark 10:29, Jesus said, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. You say, I lost everything to follow Jesus. Oh, but you gained everything. And you gained not only in the realm of salvation, but you gained in the realm of relationships as well. You have gained mothers and brothers and sisters. And if you don't have a house, somebody has a house where you'll be welcome. If you don't have land, someone will help take care of you in an appropriate way, in a biblically faithful way, because you have entered into the family of God. Our Father reminds us of our spiritual brotherhood.